I have spoken to someone in Mirwais Hospital, and they were talking of dozens by now of wounded people. I mean, first when I asked, like, they said there would be 15 dead, but obviously that was very early on what was happening here in Kandahar. And so right now I'm also seeing confirmed reports. Some people say 5 dead, others say 7 dead. I think we really need to wait and see what is happening in the next couple of hours and how many people have actually been killed and injured during the demonstrations here.
And I understand that the office of the provincial governor there are already blaming the Taliban.
Really? I haven't heard that yet. And I think that is relatively unlikely in terms of what was going on. I mean, the developments were at 9:30, I first heard a few shots being fired in the city, and then by 10 o'clock it really started picking up, where like single bursts turned into, rapid machine gun fire and all that. And it spread throughout the city, and you could hear hundreds of people shouting. It really sounded more like a public demonstration with a lot of people on the street. That doesn't really sound like a Taliban activity to me.
And just give us an idea of what the situation has been like in Kandahar there, further to the south, given this latest uprising. I mean, have things been fairly calm there up until now?
I have only recently returned to Kandahar. I've been out for a while. When I was last here in early February, we had a whole string of suicide attacks within the city. And while things are definitely calmer than they were last summer, where there were, you know, daily assassins between 5 and 7 people got killed often, it's definitely calmer right now. But it should be said that it's also the winter season. A lot of Taliban fighters are known to have gone to Quetta and to Pakistan, and things are rapidly changing on the ground. I think events like this today at least demonstrate how the local population feels, and at least from my perspective, which is a single one, I don't see a big change in the local perception of how things are going in Kandahar, even if attacks are down.